USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost three-quarters of voters think the United States is headed in the wrong direction. A new NBC News poll showed that just over half of the respondents are more worried that America's best years may already be behind us, and a third think the nation's state will become worse in the next 5 years. Meanwhile, President Biden's approval ratings are at 42%. Just under half of those polled say they have a somewhat negative or very negative feeling towards him. Pfizer is asking the FDA to authorize COVID booster shots targeting Omicron BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants for those 12 and older. It comes as public health officials are ramping up vaccination campaigns for the fall in anticipation of another wave of infections as immunity from current shots begins to fade. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down as chief medical advisor to President Trump later this year. Fauci announcing he'll be leaving the position in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. This as Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to say if they take over Congress, they will call Fauci to testify before them regarding the origins of COVID. A teachers union in Columbus, Ohio is beginning to strike Monday, just days away from the start of the school year. Columbus Education Association spokesperson Regina Fuentes speaks out about their decision.
Let's put words into action and get it done. Come back to the table, Columbus City Schools, so that we can get back to doing what we do best, which is teach our kids.
After 5 months of negotiations, the talks ended Sunday after the union rejected the school board's final offer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is set to hit the road this fall to promote a big spending bill that passed. This as Republicans continue to point out what is in the bill.
The partisan Inflation Reduction Act was passed exclusively by Democrats. With less than 1,000 billionaires in America, the Democrats are putting 87,000 more IRS agents in a position to come after your money. Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, told Newsmax, President Biden is lying again about those making under $400,000 a year, and they won't be financially scrutinized and taxed more.
The bill increases taxes on coal. It increases taxes on crude oil, gasoline. It increases taxes on manufacturing natural gas. How does that ever reduce the cost of living? Manchin approved those three taxes on everyone.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Heavy rains in Dallas is causing major flash flooding. The area saw nearly 10 inches of rainfall in the span of 6 hours overnight. Photos and video on social media showed people needing to be rescued from cars stranded in the floodwaters. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is reporting a $10 million haul in July, the fourth straight month it has outraised the National Republican Senatorial Committee. The GOP pulled in $8 million last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.